You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
What is it about parsnips that make us all run the other direction? Like, no, no way, I don't want to touch that. They're not ugly. They're great. You know, they're sort of a white, beigey color. And it's just a shame because we've chosen this as the new food for you to try this week because they can be absolutely delicious and they are nutritious. We're going to show you right now how to do that. First, Carolina, let's start with the nutritious side of this picture. Why should we even try parsnips?
I know. Why shouldn't we, right? What are parsnips? I find it always interesting that a lot of people look at it and say, where does this even come from? Does it grow on a tree? Well, parsnip is a root vegetable, so it's cousins with your friend carrot. It's kind of grows the same way as a potato. So it's a root vegetable, but it's a juicy root vegetable, which means there's going to actually be more moisture in it than a potato and a little bit more sugar in it. That's where the little sweeter side of it comes. But why should we be eating it? Well, just like many other root vegetables, it's a great source of fiber. It has vitamin C, it has folate, it has manganese, and it has a lot of antioxidants as well. A lot of your B complex groups, such as folic acid, B6, thiamine, a whole ton of nutrition. And the best news is it's pretty low in calorie, only about 75 calories per serving. So it's comparable to your carrots or your turnips or your radish, much less calories than most other like fruits, for example, banana or grapes, when you compare serving per serving, but give more nutrients than those. So it's a good one to put on your list to try. And I think what you're going to find out, it's really not that hard to make them.
Oh my gosh, I discovered that to this week. I have to confess that I was one of those who just avoided parsnips. I don't know what it is, except that when something smells bad when you cook it, people tend to say that's it. It must be tasting bad.
True.
There are several vegetables like that, but they're wonderful ways to cook parsnips. And you said it's sweeter. You know, it has a sweetness to it. Oh, my gosh. I tried the most amazing recipe this week. It's called roasted parsnips with honey and cumin. And all I did was take the juice of an orange and lemon, put it in a bowl, and then I just squeezed them fresh, oranges and lemons. Then I put some honey in, and it was one and a half tablespoons of mild honey for those taking notes, an eighth of a teaspoon round coriander, another eighth of a teaspoon white cayenne pepper, a little salt, and then a half quarter cup of olive oil. Mix it all together. So it's oranges, lemons, honey, cumin, coriander, cayenne, salt, and olive oil. Whisk it all up. You put it in a baking dish, and then I took the parsnips, there are about four of them, and I peeled them, and then I cut them in quarter to half inch slice, thick slices, threw them in and mixed it all around, threw it in the oven, and 40 minutes later, my husband and I and family were just like, oh my gosh, these are so good. Why didn't we know about this earlier? So there's my proof and experience that parsnips can be wonderful. What are your recipes, Carolina?
That's right. You can really use parsnips just as you would any other root vegetable. They taste a little bit sweeter than a carrot or a potato, but at the end of the day, they cook very similarly like a root vegetable, like a potato would. So you can chop them up and add to soups, to vegetable soups. If you have like a favorite chicken soup, for example, instead of carrots, add some parsnips too. You're just adding a wider variety of nutrients when you do that, and you know, getting to taste a brand new vegetable in a familiar way, like a chicken noodle soup, for example. There are two parsnips recipes that I picked to share today, and both of them are going to be on Radio MD Family Food Kitchen Pinterest board. So if you don't get to write down all the details, just look over there on that board and you'll find the recipes. They're both amazing. The first one was from Jessica from Nutrilicious.com. And I love soups. Ellen knows this about me. So when I saw parsnip and soup in the same sentence, I was sold. And this was a really good one. I just like how it makes a creamy soup without having to add any cream itself. No dairy, but it's a creamy soup. So this is a pear parsnip soup, and it tastes just as fancy as it sounds. And it's not hard to make. It's olive oil, shallots, garlic, and then your parsnips, of course. There's a whole 1.5 pound of parsnips, and then I have about 3 cups of diced pears. This makes a lot of soup, and you can freeze it too. We use a broth to go with it, and then some thyme, some maple syrup in soup. Yes, it's amazing.
Whoa,
a little bit of white vinegar, kosher salt, and this really does make the creamiest soup I've had in a long time without using any cream.
Oh, wow.
You can even add a little bit of fresh ground pepper if you like a little bit of a kick at the end of your soup. This is a soup that I actually tried it chilled and liked it. I'm not a big fan of chilled soup, but I did try it. I had leftovers and I ate it right out of the fridge and I was like, this isn't bad. So, that was a new one for me, but I did like it. So Ellen, make that your next one, your next parsnip recipe to try.
Got it. And what's the other one?
Yeah, and
you have another one that
if you don't want to add the maple syrup because you're watching sugar, or maybe you're gonna have somebody with diabetes over and you just don't want to overdo it. I found that you could take out the maple syrup and it still makes an amazing soup. So don't let that throw you off from this recipe. The other one was one that I think is just sweeping the recipe blogs out there. I've seen parsnip fries everywhere because we make potato French fries, right? Not parsnip fries. It's a root vegetable too, right? So yes, it turns out delicious. This one I picked was from Kara from the Foodie Dietitian, and she made her parsnip fries just sound so amazing and fancy because she used truffle oil to make them. And I thought that was really cool. So this is an optional, of course. Truffle oil may not be something you have in your pantry. So you can make regular parsnip fries following her recipe or the Parmesan truffle parsnips fries. But basically you get the parsnips and you peel it and then you slice it into fry-like shapes. I find it thinner is better if you want the crispier fry. If you cut it thicker, you're going to kind of get that like wedgie-like potato fry. Same thing with the parsnip. If you cut it thicker, you're going to get more of the bigger moisture inside. And then you use olive oil, salt, pepper, the truffle oil, and then 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese. And the oven temperature is really important, I found. 400 degrees seems to do the trick. And then lining your sheets with parchment paper was also really helpful because they do tend to stick and you cannot get them out. So the parchment paper really helped with that. But you just toss them all in with all these ingredients. They baked in about 20 minutes. It was actually faster than potato, I thought. And we ate them so fast. I was ready to make some more as soon as they came out of the oven. So they were really good.
So it sounds like we need to make a whole lot of those. And I know there's some little kitchen gadgets that might help you with the slicing of those parsnips into it. But root vegetables make great fries, and parsnips is definitely one of them. So it sounds super delicious. I am so excited for this sort of new awakening for me, for a new vegetable. So we're so hoping that you are going to do the same thing. I just wanted to say that parsnips are just one of many root vegetables that shouldn't be overlooked. They're inexpensive. That for me is key. You can buy them for a good price and make these fabulous soups and fries, or you just bake them in a wonderful sauce, and you've got a crazy easy, wonderful, delicious meal that children as well as adults are going to eat. Especially those fries.
That's right,
Carolina, because your kids gobbled them.
They sure did. And that's right. And this is that's the point. You want to introduce your kids and everybody in your household to all sorts of new fruits and vegetables, because we talk about this all the time in the show. Variety is key. That's how you are able to achieve and gain all the benefits from fruits and vegetables, is if you eat a little bit of each one of them every week. And at the end of the week, you had a whole slew of vitamins and minerals and probably didn't even need to take those pills after all. Again, thank you so much for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. We love sharing our recipes with you. Remember, you can find them on the Pinterest board on Radio MD, Family Food Kitchen. Stay well and eat well.